It's January. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalist Steve Jones, Ruth Carol Cushman, and Scott Sievers.
If you look at the old field guides, they'll say owls don't know how to build nests or something like that. But now we say owls choose not to build nests.
It's a gorgeous vermilion sunrise at the White Rocks Trail for the annual winter solstice hike with about 18 very hardy souls. We're going to head down the trail. There's already been a great horned owl. We're seeing the geese start to rise as we get going for the day.
A lot more excitement. There's something way out there.
He's in the willows by the creek, see?
Oh, there's a magpie out there.
That may be it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where that must have been.
Going to walk about a mile back to Boulder Creek, where we'll gather in a circle and read poems and sing songs to celebrate the winter solstice.
And all the people say,
the best is yet to come.
I'm going to read Peace of Wild Things by Wendell Berry, and if you know it, speak it with me. When despair grows in me and I wake at night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water and the great heron feeds.
Hand-fashioned stitch by stitch from acts of kindness and suffering consciously endured.
Let mystery have its place in you. Do not always be turning up your whole soil with the plowshare of self-examination, but leave a little fallow corner in your heart, ready for any seed the winds may bring.
Light is returning, even though it is the darkest hour, no one can hold back the dawn. One planet is turning, circles on her path around the sun. Earth Mother is calling her children.
This is a poem I've read several times during our 35 years of gathering here. It's my favorite poem for the occasion, and it kind of expresses, I think, all our feelings toward nature and magic and life. It's called Ring of Bright Water. I never told the story about the poem, so here it is. Gavin Maxwell, who is an English naturalist, bought a cabin along the northwest Scottish coast around 1950, small cabin. He brought a rescued Egyptian river otter with him and raised it there, and they became close companions. His dear friend Kathleen Rain wrote this poem after seeing the river otter poking its nose up through the calm waters of Kamisfiarna Bay. And when you first hear the poem, you think that he in the poem is the creator. It's actually a river otter. He has married me with a ring of bright water, whose ripples travel from the heart of the sea. He has married me with a ring of light, the glitter broadcast on the swift river. Fingers touch that summons at a point, a moment, stars and planets, life and light, or gathers cloud about an apex of cold. Transcendent touch of love summons my world to being. Isn't that the most beautiful poem ever written?
Steve Jones, Ruth Carol Cushman, and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.